This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Drag Time on Joy 94.9.
Drag Time.
Drag is a journey. Enjoy the journey as we look behind the scenes to find out what it means to be a drag king or a drag queen. Hear from drag kings and drag queens as we learn about the art of drag entertainment. Please welcome your host, Max, or as we know her, Dame Maxine.
Good evening. Yes, it's Dame Maxine, or Max, as some people know me. Welcome to Drag Time. Tonight we have something completely different for you. I have a male sitting opposite me. And it's a fabulous-looking male at that. Ah! You know when you see the rainbow, you see this fabulous array of colours. Well, I have indigo sitting opposite me. Ah! And yes, it is fabulous.
That's a beautiful intro. Thank you, Max.
How's that? Welcome, Indigo.
Cheers. Thank you. Hello, Joy listeners.
And yes, Indigo's from a... Now, I've got to pronounce this properly. It's The Horizon, a gay web drama series.
That's correct.
How's that? I'm getting there. The Horizon. I'll just call it The Horizon.
The Horizon's good, yeah. We'll roll with that one.
For those who are sitting home listening, you can get onto the internet and you can have a look at the series. It's thehorizon.tv.
Yes, and you will be... Oh, you'll be sent straight to Season 2, Episodes 9 to 16.
Okay, because we're going to be talking about a couple of those series as we go on. Now, that's a drag drama. So, we're going to look at behind the scenes of a drag drama show. That's going to be something interesting. Now, your character is very much like Brian from Queer as Folk. Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone wants a piece of AJ,
wants a piece of AJ, and he gets a lot of pieces going on there.
And yes, there is a lot of sexual activity going on in this show. But it's a safe sex message show.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and we'll talk about that in a little while too. When we look at... The Horizon, it's based in Sydney, correct?
That it is, yep.
It's an iconic
in the Mecca.
In the Mecca of Sydney.
Yep, down
so this is
Road.
Queer as Folk meets Sydney.
Yeah. It's a gay soap opera.
Right, because I had never heard of it.
Ah, well.
Yeah, I know I live in Melbourne now, yeah, so I'm out of the Sydney scene for quite a few years. So we're catching up with some of the things that are going on in Australia.
In Australia, yeah. And look, wow. And abroad. We've apparently got fans in Germany, as you do.
Wow. But you're from Melbourne?
I am.
Born and bred?
Not born, but definitely bred. I've been here for about, on and off for 17 years
now. Oh, so people may have seen you about.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay, well, we'll get more of that after. Okay, we'll get a piece of AJ later.
All right.
Or Indigo, whichever one you want. Well, now, I've got a show. Because Indigo is... the character is AJ. I'm going to keep referring to AJ whole night now.
Easy
okay.
One.
So that I don't get confused with who I'm talking to. Now, AJ sleeps around a bit.
Yes.
Or gets quite a bit of what we don't get.
Right.
You know that torch song number that most drag queens do about I want a bit, but I never get a bit at all? That's like all of us, but AJ gets it all the time. Now, we've got to try and find a way of tapping into his secret.
Into his psyche.
Oh, we'll find out something about that. But what could I better come up with than a song that really tells me about AJ? And I kept thinking, well, it's a slut. No. A tramp. Well, that could be close to it. A performer.
A Jezebel.
A Jezebel? Mm. Whoa. Now, there's quite a lot of names and numbers you could use. But if you want to send in some questions for AJ, you can contact us on air at joy.org.au or SMS 0427 joy 949. And it'll be interesting to see what questions you might have for AJ, what his secret is. Well, I can see some of those secrets. Yeah, the looks are just fabulous.
Oh, Max.
Ah, well, I'm sitting here in the radio studio with this icon in front of me. It is beautiful.
Bless. Cheers.
I know. I could just sit here for a whole hour and just drool. But I've got people listening. They don't want to hear me drooling.
No. Let's entertain the folks back home.
All right. Well, I've got a song that I think sums up AJ's character.
Nice.
The Lady is a Tramp.
Oh, I love it.
So that's why The Lady is a Tramp. Yes, that was Peggy Lee. The Lady is a Tramp. Now, AJ.
Yes.
How much of that, the character, how much of that is true?
All of it.
All of it?
Yeah.
Has he been all over the place?
He has, and he keeps going all over the place. But it's a lot of fun to play, so I can't complain. When I was approached, they were like, you'll be making out with about 25 guys in total for the series. I was like, What? Yeah, I was like, I don't want to kiss 25 guys. There might be, like, you know, some lip disease going on there, you know. But it all worked out well, as the viewers will find out.
From what I saw, there wasn't much of the lips that was worrying me.
Well, you know, on the day, things just roll with the punches.
Things happen as they do.
It's true.
So AJ has the luck of the Irish. We're coming up to March 17th, St. Pat's Day.
Happy St. Pat's Day.
Yes. So I think the luck of the Irish runs with AJ.
Possibly.
He does not get many rejects.
No, he hasn't thus far.
Yeah, the dance card is full.
Yeah, and I think he's just putting on another piece of paper behind it.
I don't know. I just find it interesting that they've written this whole show and nobody has really said much about it.
Yeah. It's been interesting. It started with a $5,000 budget for season one, and it was made very off the cuff. The director and writer, Boaz Stark, he wrote this. Someone took it on and they produced it, and it got a bit of a following. It got about 2 million viewers. And then 3 years later, they received funding from our great friends at Acorn.
Very good.
And the budget was a little bit bigger, and it was a reboot of majority of the cast, actually. There's only one existing cast member from season one, just due to conflicting schedules, what have you. And the script was booted up a little bit differently, given a bit more juice. And that's how season two came about.
Wow.
Yeah, so you'll meet all of the new cast in season two.
Oh, lovely.
Mm.
Oh, we have our panellist. He's arrived for me. Yes.
Dun, da, da, da.
I love my panellist coming in. It means I can relax. Chronic. I know.
Let's get a cocktail going then, shall we?
I can get over close and near you.
All right.
Are you safe?
Sweet. Well, I don't know. Bring the bottle over, Max. That's all I'm saying.
All right. He'll be coming in a minute. He's going to take over.
Okay.
But I need to put on a couple of community announcements, because we are a community radio, and there is a special request that people sign the petition to get the local government, the federal government, to honour their contracts and pay for us to be able to go digital.
Sweet as people. Sign the petition.
If not, our radio stations will die. Our community radio stations will die. Okay. Joy will be one of them. We need that government funding that they promised us at the beginning of their elected term.
Oh, bless our politicians.
Yeah, they're reneging.
Yeah, God.
We can use that money elsewhere, maybe for an election promise. But we need to get on to them. Before then, though, we've got some community service announcements.
Group for ladies who like to get their rock climb on. The group meets fortnightly and welcomes new members of all skill levels. Email les.rock@yahoo.com.au if you're ready to reach for the stars and get your rock climb on with Les Rock.
Lesbian Switchboard is here when you need help.
The Gay and Lesbian Switchboard is a volunteer-run, peer-based counselling service for Victoria and Tasmania's GLBTIQ community.
The Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, keeping the community connected for 21 years. Help us stay connected. Donate now. Visit switchboard.org.au and show your support now.
And we're on the air again. Yes, look after our community people. If you have to be part of a community, support your community. You know, we have a choice of supporting or not supporting. We don't have a choice of who we are. We are gay. We are lesbian. We are bisexual. We are intersex. We are the alphabet of sex. AJ, I haven't asked you what part you are in the show.
He's what part he is in the show.
Yeah, is he
he's
gay, bisexual?
I
saw a female character who had
there
a little...
There is a female character on the show. No, AJ is gay.
Uh-huh.
He has had a past, which will be dabbled into in future seasons.
Yes.
But yes, very much so. He's a he's our anti-hero of gay.
Whoa-ho.
Yeah.
So he's dabbled occasionally or when he's so drunk that he's found a female.
Well, possibly. We're still sort of gnashing out the details of where he's going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or was the twist been. I saw in scene 16 mm-hmm. where he slept with the boyfriend of the girl?
Yes. Well, he manages
to
get around.
The web gets very tight.
It does. It tangles.
Very tangled web, that one is.
He's like a little spider.
And that's where the Akon message came through.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've got a lot of safe sex messages coming through in each episode and in most circumstances within the plot.
In the plot. The plot gets thicker and thicker. Mm. Now, as we said, this is a drag show. There is a drag character in the show.
Yes.
And yes, I'm going to use the name once and I'm not going to use it again tonight. Wilma Bumhurt.
Wilma Bumhurt. No, say it again. It feels good, doesn't it?
Wilma Bumhurt.
That's
on
it.
On a safe sex message by Akon, we've got a drag queen called Wilma Bumhurt. Now, I thought AJ could fill that gap for us.
Well, I'm kind of speechless right now, but let's just say Wilma Bumhurt is fabulous and is played by a very, very talented, young man.
Yes, yes.
Yes, by the name of Patrick James.
Ah, fabulous. And we get to talk to her.
Him, her, yes.
Yes, next week. And we'll have a few interviews with Wilma next week.
That we do.
Yeah, it'd be fabulous to find behind the drag.
Behind the mask.
Behind the mask of Wilma.
Behind the lashes. Behind the glitter.
The frocks, the outfits.
The fabulousness.
Yes. How much they paid for all those outfits, or are they her own?
Well.
Depends what the budget went to.
Exactly, yeah. There were a couple of donated frocks, and I was like, oh,
Vinnie's
yeah.
Vinnie's and Salvo's.
Do you know what? There's a Chanel that makes an appearance, an original vintage Chanel.
Whoa.
There's some other frocks that were donated beautifully. I should say, donated by the gentleman behind Priscilla Queen of the Desert, Tim Chappell.
Yes, there are a lot of similarities I'm finding with Priscilla. Some of the things that are happening between Priscilla and Queer as Folk, but I'm loving the Australian content.
The whole blend,
because we are a mixture.
Yeah.
We are a mixture. And because it's on the website, you can do a lot more than you could do on main TV or those sort of things. The censors don't seem to like some of the things you could get away with on website.
Well, no, and we have kept it. We've kept it above the waist on majority of the scenes.
Yes, yes. Mind you, some of those views, long-range views, are quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been enjoying them. I'll be having another look tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I've bookmarked a few parts.
Oh, okay.
I'm bad, but I'm good at it.
Yeah, I like that.
I think I saw that on your bio too.
All right. Great minds think alike.
Very much so. Now, we've got a drag queen.
Yes.
And I was given this page, this CD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, paint the picture. I've got this CD sent to me by Baz. Boaz.
Boaz, our director and writer.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Boaz sent me this CD saying, "Will you like to play Ave Maria?" It's like, okay. So then I read the bio, and it's a drag queen called Wilma Bumhurt. And it's she's singing Ave Maria for a Akon promo, Safe Sex. What? Ave Maria, a drag queen called Wilma Bumhurt for promoting safe sex. What gives? But you have to see season 16.
Season 2, episode 16.
I'll get it right.
Tune in, viewers.
Yeah. I'm only a drag queen.
That's all right.
Season 2, episode 16, where Wilma gets to meet her father after years and years and years, and he dies on her doorstep.
Well, you've just given away the whole plot there, Max, but yes.
But she was traumatized by the whole thing, and at the end, she goes looking at the graveside.
Yes.
She goes to the grave. She said, well, I'm going to take ownership of myself and ownership of who I am and believe that my father was coming back to say he loves me. Now, a drag queen will do that. You know, they will make believe anything. They will live in that positive zone. And so she's there in the middle of the graveyard singing, and we're going to put it on now for you, Ave Maria.
Amen.
Okay, yes, that was Ave Maria, sung by Wilma Bumhurt.
Well, yeah, mimed by Wilma Bumhurt.
As a drag queen would do. Yes, she's resplendent in black because she's in the graveyard.
That's correct.
And you need to go on to season 2.
Yep, that's right.
Season 2, series 16.
Episode 16.
Yep,
the finale.
The finale one of season 2. Season 3, they're getting ready to produce.
Yes, they're in the midst of writing it now, and we'll probably be shooting in, I think, 2 months' time.
Wow, that's Sydney. A long time to hold on before you shoot.
Well, it's been kind of quick because we did September filming, and then it got released November, December. It started to get a little bit of momentum, and then I was just up in Sydney for Mardi Gras doing promotion with the
the cast. Okay, we'll come back to doing that part there in a minute on how long you actually spend in Sydney.
Okay.
But Ave Maria, I want to give a plug for this. Good plug for this. It's a toucan tango featuring Annette as a choral remix. So it's available on YouTube. It was produced especially for The Horizon, Australia's number one gay drama, by DJs and producers Tom Hyper and York Anthony. The song is featured in episode 16, the last episode of season 2. It is performed by the show's resident drag queen, Wilma Bumhurt. Now, how many times can I say Wilma Bumhurt?
I don't know. Go on, try and say it 3 times fast.
And that's how it feels. Apparently,
oh,
no, I'm not sure of that.
Being
a top as I am, I didn't say that on public life. Played by Patrick James. The website, if you want to go to it,
thehorizon.tv.
www. I love www. thehorizon.tv.
That is correct. Also available on iTunes, the song.
That's what I was looking for. I couldn't see it on there. I'll have to tell Boaz that he didn't put that on iTunes.
Oh, it's all right.
I know he said somewhere in the things. You're on Drag Time on Joy 94.9. AJ, a friend has sent in. Deb G would like to know.
Oh, Deb G.
What Indigo's favourite episode is and why.
Ooh, good question, Deb G.
Now, I want to know, what's your favourite episode?
What is my favourite episode?
Well, it depends what you describe favourite would be.
It is, and it's funny because we filmed it all out of sequence, the whole series. So,
interesting.
It'd be days where you're filming, you know, scene 6 from episode
You're in bed
3.
With that one and then in bed with another one
I was in bed with a lot of fellas, actually. Yeah, I had one scene where we shot 25 dudes came in.
Uh-huh. So I've got to fill Pete in.
Yeah. Pete's looking very, very perplexed right now.
He missed the beginning part where AJ's character is very much like Brian from Queer as Folk.
Ah.
He gets every bit of meat that's going.
Okay. I'm getting a picture now.
Is AJ a top or a bottom?
Oh, he's definitely a top. You'll see why.
Well, I know. I noticed the nice rounded...
Rounded what?
Are you going to finish
shoulders?
That sentence?
Shoulders, is that how you're
going to... AJ.
right, yeah. But it's actually quite funny because when I read the script for AJ, because he's always Mr. Power, we decided that he was always going to be the top. But all of the other actors are actually taller than me. So it's kind of like they've got this little hobbit on them all the time. They're all quite tall.
There's nothing wrong with being... short in stature.
No, well, this is it. So, and it's great, you know, throwing these big boys around against walls and down on the mattress and whatnot. So, but getting back to the favorite episode question, I think I just answered it. No, I think the second episode in season two, you'll find quite a vulnerability with AJ, and that was a lot of fun to play. He's really nervous to see this guy whose heart is broken, and the day beforehand, you see in episode one, you see him have a complete meltdown. He's completely out of it, and he's losing it.
A rather human side to the this predator sort of guy out there.
That is correct.
Hi, Pete. Good to have you with us.
I am here. I am.
You got through the traffic light.
Yes, you did very well.
Pete is my panelist.
Partner in crime.
He helps me feel human when I'm doing drag time.
Well, everyone needs a little human in their life, don't they?
Definitely.
Wow. Very true.
We've only got Pete for a few more months, but we'll get as much out of him as we can.
And I'll try to keep in contact while I'm over there.
Oh, good. Yes, we know Canada is waking up as we're going to bed.
They are, but no doubt I'll be able to keep up to date with all the webisodes.
Lovely.
Because
you've got an Android, have you not, on your phone?
No. I subscribe to the world of Steve Jobs, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I've got my iPhone.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you can listen to Joy Radio like everyone else can on their iPhones or on their apps or on their Androids like I have.
I'm just sensing a slight plug there.
I did.
Oh, yes, there is.
Or even on the internet.
That's very true.
you can use that way to listen to Joy Radio.
Ta-da.
Even in Sydney.
There are some Sydney listeners right now, actually.
Because it's the gayest radio station in Australia. The only gay radio station in Australia. There is a pop-up one every so often when there's Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a live cross into Sydney for Mardi Gras. The Joy crew were all up in Mardi Gras.
Did they enjoy Mardi Gras?
Oh, did they ever?
Yes.
And if you go to Joy Facebook page, you can see over 600 photos of Mardi Gras.
Wow.
For those who didn't get to see Mardi Gras.
Oh, well.
Yes.
It's worth
a drag
it.
Queen needs to look and see what happens and see if they can spot themselves. You never know. At least somebody immortalized us.
Absolutely.
For life.
Represent.
Okay. Now, let's get back to sex. I'm on this side of the counter now. What I'm seeing is fabulous.
I should have worn my short shorts tonight.
See, my other job here is to also keep Max in line sometimes.
Thank God there's three in
That's
the room
why
now.
There was four foot of desk to keep us separated.
Oh, 4 foot of desk, right? I'm glad you finished that, Max. Goodness me, 4 feet, eh?
Wow. Pete has fun with me trying to get my words right.
Oh, no.
Thinking of this our next song is one that when I was an outreach worker in central Queensland, I was sent this song by Ansel, the condom people. So in the same vein of keeping safe sex promotion,
yes,
this song is so up your alley. Yes, that was Deaf Dames Dope. And that was an international European group back in the 1996s, I think it was, around the 1990s. And don't be silly, put a condom on your willy. Thinking about safe sex, this next song, if you're going to have safe sex, then you will be in happiness, like AJ's most season shows.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Correct. Well, actually, he's sometimes a bit sulky. I've asked the director and writer to maybe make him a bit more fun in season three, because I had all the serious roles. I had to do the crying and the drunk scenes and this scene. I was like, can I just have a bit of fun?
Can't you have sex and have fun?
Well, yeah. Well,
and be in happiness?
I was having fun on the sex scenes, but on the other scenes, I just want some more happiness. Yeah.
So at the end, you don't just sit around and go, I'm over it. Off you go.
Yeah, you know, next. No, next time we'd like, I reckon we'll dedicate this one for AJ season three, happiness.
Happiness. You're on Drag Time on Joy 94.9.
If you have a problem with drugs, Narcotics Anonymous can help. NA are a fellowship of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem, who now meet regularly to help each other stay clean. For more details on Narcotics Anonymous, call 9525-2833 or online at na.org.au.
Today across the country community radio stations are standing up and fighting for their right to broadcast and be a voice for you. Today we focus on Commit to Community Radio, the campaign designed to give you community digital radio services a future. Joy needs your help. Today is a National Day of Action, and Joy 94.9 FM, along with our fellow community radio stations, need as many people as possible to sign up to the campaign to pressure the federal government to commit to a future for community digital radio in the upcoming budget. Without that commitment, many community digital services across Australia will be switched off. Stay connected. Jump on the New Look Joy website and click on the Facebook icon to see more info on the official Joy Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Joy94.9, or see committocommunityradio.org.au, where you can easily and quickly write to your local Member of Parliament and share your thoughts.
You did.
SMS 0427 Joy 949. Our line is open for your feedback.
You did very, very well.
Oh, there was a few little slips there, but, you know, under
We're
pressure.
Allowed to do that. You know, you can under join the newsreaders here on Joy.
Oh, look, there we go. There's
I do have to admit, I did put you on the spot there.
That's all right.
Sorry about
but
that.
Yes, I should know better.
Yes, really sign the petition, please, people. Yeah. Everyone needs to sign that petition so that the government will continue the funding that they promised us and so that we can go digital. Instead of having poor Pete having to work with all these interesting, archaic...
Oh, it's
as
terrible.
He pedals, pedals the wheels and
turns
the knobs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hang on. Speaking of which, we've got a couple of SMSs there looking at knobs. Hi, Indigo Felton. I have seen some of your work and I think you are amazeballs. Does AJ sing?
Thank you. AJ doesn't sing in this season. No,
Have any numbers?
Not yet. Actually, I have asked for a number.
Sure you could do something.
I did a crying scene where I used this one particular song, and I said to the director, I was like, you know what, you know, because it gets you in the mood to cry, what have you. And I said, I reckon we should use this as a finale number sometime, but I'll sing it to one of the characters. So we can put that
the next
there.
Song I've got, I think, could be one you could do. We're not going to put it on yet.
Okay.
We'll keep people in suspenders.
Ooh.
But you have got another email. Okay. I tell you, they're coming in thick and fast. You have a new fan for The Horizon.
Oh.
And this segment, I am riveted, says Paul from Sydney.
Oh, well, thank
How's
you, Paul.
That? We're going all the way out to Sydney.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the fact that The Horizon is based in Sydney.
He probably knows about it.
He would know better about it than we do here in Melbourne. So we need to get our Melbourne folk to get on to
get
the
online,
webpage.
Get online, guys.
Yes. www.thehorizon.tv.
That's us.
Ah, it's a fabulous show. Have a look at it while you're listening to the radio.
There you go.
How's that?
Multitasking.
Hang on. We've got another one just came in very quickly.
My, we're very popular today. This is good.
Sing, sing, Fred Casey style.
That's someone I know.
Oh.
That's someone I played Fred Casey in Chicago last year. And that, I believe, was probably from a friend of mine, actually a fabulous cabaret performer by the name of Claire Bowman. And she's I'm going to plug her show right now because I'm sure that has to be her because we had a conversation about Fred Casely today. Claire Bowman and Rose Sejan will be performing in Wrongtown for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And if you like campery, trickery, and all things fabulous.
You're talking to the campers,
I'll have to bring the girls in, actually. You might want to talk to them and you might want to hear them sing, but these girls are amazing. So check out Wrongtown at the Melbourne Comedy Festival coming up, I think, towards the end of this month.
Oh, okay, will do. Okay, now we've got you talking about the past. The past. So you've been in some theatre.
I've done some theatre, yes.
Drag Time pulls back as much as we can, strips you bare.
Oh.
I'm getting a mental image right now. I know.
It's Pete, not good. There's been too many beers.
Oh, AJ, you do it so well.
Oh, bless.
So what's the behind the scenes? What's AJ's behind the scenes? How did AJ get into this role?
How did I get this role? Actually,
did you have to sleep with?
Well,
apart from all those characters.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Wilma Bumhurt, Patrick James, who plays Wilma Bumhurt, who is one of the original cast members from season one. He's involved in season two, and he basically pretty much cast the show for the directors and producers. He recommended people, and we all auditioned.
Oh.
But it was pretty much Patrick's recommendation that they see me for the role, and so
do they need an old fat queen to come in
as well? Look, Boaz loves to have an eccentric
cast.
Well,
I'm not fat, I'm just a little bit poor.
No, exactly. So, I auditioned through, like, an iPhone. I had a friend record me and then sent it through, and then we workshop some stuff, and there you go. So that's how...
Radio people, if you could see what I'm seeing now, you can understand
Max,
why he
too
got
kind.
It.
Too kind.
Well, they can we're just, on drag just time. On I can show. Say what I want.
Say and do whatever
Pete is
wants.
Having
Pete's,
a hard
Pete,
time.
Pete can't
there.
Speak right now. He's just
I'm just
gulping for air. And moving on.
We're peeling back.
Yeah. I've got
we're
my
peeling back, AJ, and finding out.
Yes.
So what did you do drama?
I did, yes. And I've come from a musical theatre background, actually. Actually, I did that wonderful little show called Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
Wow.
There you go. So we have something in common. I have put on
heels
before. And I tell you what, my God, I was a swing on the show. So I covered all of the ensemble and I understudied
one of the
characters.
Okay, yes, it's the stage show.
Yeah, the stage show. But putting boys in high heels and dancing around, it is not easy.
It is not easy. We're always, no, it's always an acquired art.
Yeah.
Once you've got it, you never lose it.
Yeah, it's like riding a bicycle, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
and your legs get great. I got so much tone.
The calves.
Yeah, just
they're
just
the best feature. I have so many girls who hate my calves.
Yeah. Damn you and your calves.
Yes. It is. Okay, so then you've done some other theatre.
Yes, yep. Came off Chicago last year. That was overseas.
You did the, what was it called? The Modern Art or Theatre. You trained in Modern Art or Theatre,
wasn't
it?
In musical theatre.
Musical theatre.
And whatnot. And then have since, sort of made the departure of stage and now focusing on, was fortunate enough to focus on, on, I guess, film, you would call it.
So yeah. is that a money spinner? You're living in the lap of luxury or do you have
yes, absolutely.
The limo's parked out the front, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The helicopter.
That's whose car that was.
Yeah.
Do you want to ride, Pete?
Hang on.
I won't say no.
Well, I don't know. I've been waiting in queue for ages. I know that directors of this show wanted us to watch out what we said and how I can control the conversation.
Well, I mean, you can't really, can you?
Never.
When you've got guests like this, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yes,
so,
back at the ranch.
Paying the bills.
Paying the bills. Well, you know, you do like every actor does. You wait tables, or you have another profession,
another
and
job.
Whatnot.
And
so,
that's it.
Yeah,
we are live. We have to sustain paying the rent, living.
Yeah,
it's good to have these little sojourns into the theatre world.
Yeah. And look, I mean, hopefully, well, with season two, we're going to be season three and four, we're actually filming back to back. So that's going to be a nice big chunk of filming. So that's a nice chunk of work. And then
when you're finished, you go home, close the door and you're alone?
Oh, yeah. You know, well, you know, you got a bottle of gin, you'll be right.
Okay. So this next time could be you, maybe.
Possibly.
With AJ, if you turn on www.thehorizon.tv, you won't be lonely anymore.
You won't be no lonely no more.
No.
That's true.
Like AJ, he's got partners coming out and in and out and in and out and in and out his flat, his room, his stage show.
His cave. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Tune into The Horizon Season 2 and AJ will survive. For you.
With all those boyfriends and all those partners, safe sex means I will survive.
Good times.
It will. Thank you, Akon, for bringing us The Horizon.
And Glide.
Thanks for joining us.
And AJ.
And AJ.
And thank you, Pete.
And
you've
Pete.
Got some followers on our website.
Woo!
Woo. Yeah.
All right, see you guys next week.
See you next week on Drag Time. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'd love having you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.